Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, that's right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back, we are back. And we just flew back just now, all the way from Washington, D.C., ladies and gentlemen. This is the absolute true show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, with the most, the king of king himself, the man that got not his name mentioned at all in the Mueller report. I am the Hot Rod. And the one, the only, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, on Friday, he was so excited when you heard, the Mueller report will be out. You heard that big scream all around the world, just like every other Democrat. But guess what happened? I give you the one and the only.
Sean Black in the building once again.
I got those messages, ladies and gentlemen. Friday, everybody was jumping up in joy. All the Democrats, Sean Black was jumping up in joy. Oh, my God, my God. The Mueller report. The Mueller report is coming.
Speak
the
for
Mueller
yourself.
Report is coming. And then Sunday, what happened, Sean Black? What happened with the quote-unquote summary of the Mueller report?
Well, the summary...
Entertain me.
Yeah, the I will entertain you in this way. It's pretty much
I'm sorry, excuse me, before you start, I have Lady T, who's probably drained from the Mueller report, but she read all 900 pages of it. She's on the line now, but go ahead.
I'm here kicked back reading the report still.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it would tire anybody out if they read that whole thing. In essence, it's pretty much what most people figured would happen when the Mueller report came out. In essence, it absolves to a great degree the fact that Donald Trump did not collude with any Russian government, any Russian officials, et cetera, at least through the definition that the Attorney General William Barr gave through the summary that was released over the weekend. It doesn't completely exonerate the president, but that hasn't been described or revealed fully from that because the whole report has not been released yet to the public. And I think what a lot of, especially Democrats and critics of the president, are waiting for the entire report to come out to be digested. But what I think in general helps the president out and his base, and this is something that we talked about months ago, was that it helps the base out in now this one thing that I think a lot of people were thinking was kind of like the sword of Damocles hanging over the head of the president is if he can escape this, now we have all rights to be able to vote this guy in when election day comes up in another 2 years, another year or so, and find out what happens there. If you're looking at it from that standpoint, if you want to be that pragmatic about it, that's probably what's going to happen, potentially. But if everybody is looking at it as just a witch hunt, there are 32 people that were indicted, or over 100 different indictments, people that are in jail, two different countries involved, Russia, United States, back and forth, businesses, et cetera, et cetera. So if this was a witch hunt, they sure as heck got a lot of witches on there.
Well, but in the end, do you cast the big fish?
You know what it is? This is basically like chess. If you're a very good chess player, the chess player makes sure that the pawns are the pieces that get captured to protect the king. And that's exactly what has happened in this entire situation so far. We've got Manafort and all of these other players that were involved that are either in jail or about to go to jail, that are indicted, have legal issues, are in serious trouble. Those are the guys that got put away or in trouble. Whereas the president right now comes off almost as Teflon Don.
But once again, it didn't do anything. They solved nothing. So what? You caught a little fish. They're still wasting millions of dollars of the taxpayers' money, of our money, and time for what? So the Democrats gonna have, could be wishful that they court, they finally court President Trump? Come on.
Well, as I had already told you months ago, I thought that it wasn't going to be the Mueller report that was going to do it. It was going to be the whole Stormy Daniels thing, because we're talking about potential campaign finance. That'll be more problematic in the eyes of the public with that. As far as him going to jail, there's I don't know if that's going to ever happen. And even if it did, it would end up happening after he got out of office.
Yeah,
so,
but just today, Sean Black, the ex-lawyer, Michael, whatever name, Alberti, he got charged today against him for fraud and extortion. Now, how did that look overall for towards Trump?
It was
a major victory for Trump. Go ahead.
It makes Trump, in the eyes of his base, look like he was picked on, people threw stuff at him, and now I see what I said. Coming after me, they're doing this, and now the person that's trying to get me struck down for this alleged affair that I had with this alleged porn star, he can't even keep above on the straight and narrow, et cetera, et cetera. So it makes him, it bolsters him up even more among his base.
And guess what? Once again, you won. I'm sorry.
Guys, we keep saying he won, and he won. Was he even indicted, or was this just an open investigation before an indictment?
The
Mueller
investigation was not, it wasn't a criminal investigation as far as that goes. It wasn't like, you know, what's going on in the Southern District of New York with the campaign finance. That's a criminal investigation, I believe.
Right, but this is what I'm saying. Okay, it's no different than someone having all these counts. I don't even want to say his name, Jussie Smollett. With all these counts that he has against him, I'm sure by the time he's done, he's only going to get charged for one thing. Sometimes that's just how it goes. All of this stuff, he has all of this on him. Let's talk about his taxes now. He said he was going to show us already. Let's talk about that. They should have been investigating with that. But I think Mueller.
Too long.
I'm tired of hearing him saying it. So it's like ever since he started, he's been saying it's a witch hunt. It's this. He put that in people's head. It's so repetitive. It's a witch hunt that you'll really think right now that it's a witch hunt. I'm sure there's more than enough stuff in the report, but to get him convicted on it is what though? That's the thing. You have murderers sometimes that get away. Sure, they have this whole list of counts and charges and so forth, but they're able to just come off. You might come off free. He wasn't before a jury or anything with this. It's an open investigation. So I'm sure they also had terms under the investigation on what you can really charge him with, or if you have sufficient enough evidence to charge him. You know what I mean? So it's like I see why he got off for now.
No, I agree 100%. I think that's the point I was aiming at. I'm like, do I think he's clean? Of course not. You're all dirty. But what's going on, it's happening on both sides. So, you know, once again, you have the left versus the right. And like I said before, you know, the Democrats, Sean Black told me a while back, the Democrats lost the election when they shot themselves in the foot. And I think they're doing this again, shooting themselves in the foot with two things. Focusing all their attention of trying to give, you know, trying to get Trump out of the White House. They still have that sour taste in their mouth. Guess what? It's over. It's been 2 years. Let's move on. So instead of focusing on the major character or characters, you got dad, mom, aunt, auntie, uncle, grandkids, everybody trying to take the hot seat right now. So once again, there's no major direction in the Democrat Party. And you look at the Trump Party, despite that he's a scumbag or whatever people may think of him, it's just, once again, he won. So this is making him look good in front of his party about his witch hunt. And the Democrats is just losing their focus on the major thing, trying to get his country back together again overall.
I think that's one of the reasons why Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, basically stated that it doesn't make any sense to try to impeach the president. Because, it's taking away from the main issues, which is trying to make sure that the government is running. But number two, if your sole purpose to get elected is to impeach the president, that's all wrong. And I think that one of the things that I just heard before we went on the air, that the president and the Trump administration is now thinking about going with the court and striking down everything in the Affordable Care Act and making that whole thing, striking it down. Now, we're still talking about millions and millions of people that have health care who will potentially be left out in the cold when it comes to pre-existing conditions, et cetera. After the president said that although there are certain parts of it that we would like to strike down, there's certain parts we want to keep in there for now until something else comes along. So those are the kinds of things that if the Democrats really want to try and get back into getting control of the White House per se, those are the important things like that. How about the drinking water in Flint, Michigan? How about those kinds of things? How about disaster relief? How about taxes, which has been things that need to be talked about.
Yeah, it's really funny, though. I was just going to say, because it's when Hillary had all these emails, everybody was on it the same way, no different than they were on Trump. So I don't understand it on both ends. Republicans need to get it together. Democrats do, too.
Well, once again, like I say all the time, like, we all have our differences, you and I, John Black, K-Dog, everybody else, but we could come to some type of agreement on certain topics. Why are these Democrats and Republicans can't just agree on trying to get this country back on track instead of they keep fighting each other for God knows what, like it's a mafia war?
Oh, you know the reason what they're fighting over. They're fighting over power. They're fighting over the fact that Republicans, and I've explained this before, Republicans are very good at drumming up fear about what the Democrats want to do to your country. They want to take away your guns. They want to take away your government, et cetera, et cetera. Meanwhile, when you're talking about what the Democrats, at least from what they portrayed, is that we're against the establishment as far as what the Republicans have tried to do as far as making everything privatized and trying to take away abortion rights and take away a lot of other things.
But what have the Democrats done lately? Nothing. When the Democrats got in trouble of the Planned Parenthood or the new abortion law they're trying to pass, that you could kill a child after a certain month or something like that? I'm sorry, I forgot the rule. Well, you guys know what I'm talking about. That they got crazy for about it or some new abortion law the Democrats
trying
to pass.
But you also have to remember, the Democrats were not in any position to pass anything because they didn't have any control in the last 2 years. So you have to take that into consideration.
But now they have control. What's happening right now since they have control? They have control now? What is happening?
Well, they don't have. They only have control of the House. They don't have Congress.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. They don't have full control like they did have at one point.
For the most part, all they can really do is now they have subpoena power. They can do investigations now, but they still don't have full power of Congress. They have the House. And that's the difference. And when you don't, the last 2 years, when the Senate, the House are all Republican controlled, and you have a Republican in office as president, then all they have to do is say, I want to pass this, you're not going to get any blowback. You're not going to get any resistance. Same thing when it was a Democratic president and you had the House and the Senate as Democrats. They want to pass something, you're not going to get any resistance. They don't have the control. They have the control. It's not like that right now.
Okay. Now we have 954 on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Everybody know who this
hey,
is?
Red.
Hey, how you doing? Honey, I'm home.
How you doing?
I'm assuming you're finished reading the Mueller report.
No. No, I was just listening in on what everybody was saying. I caught, I didn't catch it fully, but just listening into you guys and hearing, everybody's, stands on that. I'm just here for, just to listen in for a little bit, but I'm going to be chiming in sooner or later. I'll be chiming in here there.
Okay. Before I go to the next quarter, Lady T, anything you'd like to add on about your so-called president?
This ain't my president.
Notice how
my bad. All I hear is president, and it's like, ew. But
that's how I feel. I feel like we don't have a president.
I think he needs a new haircut.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. The new caller, you're on the air, 111.
Yeah, is that me?
Yes.
All right. Well, you guys said Trump's not your president. Well, he's my president. So what's the problem with Trump? What did he specifically do to hurt America?
Oh, are you calling from Indiana?
No.
No?
Montana, right?
Yeah, Montana.
Montana.
Hey, how you
okay,
doing?
I'm sorry.
Hey.
Hello, welcome.
How you guys doing?
I'm assuming
hello.
You're happy that the Mueller report that there was nothing for Trump. I'm assuming that you're happy about that, right?
Yep. Can you guys hear me all right? Because I don't know. I'm on speakerphone. I don't know if you guys can hear me.
Yeah,
we can hear you.
You can hear me? Okay.
Yeah, but so you think all this was basically a witch hunt, that Trump is really clean and in collusion with the Russians?
I think the report is showing after 2 years, 55,000 documents, 73 people interviewed, $23 million spent, that most likely he, the people within his administration, the people of his family, did not collude to overthrow the elections of 2016. Correct.
Okay. But what about the people that got arrested or indicted that in Trump party?
What
do you think about that?
Very good point. First off, the Mueller Commission, they were assigned to try to go after Trump or whomever was supposed to be influencing the elections. They did a left turn, and they went after people because they wanted to squeeze them, as Judge Ellis had said, to try to testify against Trump in their method to try to get Trump convicted of collusion. When they couldn't find collusion, they got these people, and they're still trying to get him on obstruction. Now, the people that he's got in his administration, they and the ones that were convicted, they were convicted of what's called process crimes. In other words, they were interviewed by the FBI, all of them. And if you're interviewed by the FBI, this is funny, you're not allowed to lie to them, even though we have, I think it's, what's the amendment? Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment protection against search and seizure. Oh, Fifth Amendment, you can't testify against yourself. You can't do that in court. But if you say a lie to this particular law enforcement organization, you can be convicted of perjury.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So as a result, they squeezed these people to accept plea deals, and those that didn't accept plea deals, they had to be convicted of something in order to show that these people, the Democrats, got something in somebody. So these people were not convicted of anything that had anything to do with Russian collusion. In other words, the commission, the report, and Mueller, they, in America, you're supposed to go after a crime that's committed. You're not supposed to go after people to see when and if they've done a crime.
Right.
But that's the whole point of the investigation, to see if Trump and members of his party did any crimes, correct?
But see, you're supposed to have a crime first. In other words, if you have a suspicion of a crime, then sure, you go after them, which was created by the Steele dossier, which has already been proven to have been false. Four times, the people who got the dossier not only initially approved by the FISA court, but three times subsequent to that, they lied. They said that they did that the proof that they had was verified. It wasn't verified. No proof.
Sean Black?
Yes, I'm listening.
I know you like to argue against this, so go ahead.
No, I'm listening to what he's saying.
Well,
oh,
I'm all for a debate. Let's go.
No. I cannot argue against. If this is the truth, I can't argue against it. That's why I'm quiet about it. I'm listening. It seems like everybody's listening as well. So, ladies, anything you'd like to say?
Oh, it's right, because that's what I was saying in the beginning about being indicted and so forth before you can even try to charge the person for the crime. But.
Big Red?
I don't know much about what's going on with it, but, you know, like I said, this whole thing is crazy. It's like, it's too much going on with this president, like way too much. Way too much. It's way too much going on with him.
Well, you know what?
Wow.
I happen to think that the guy is a megalomaniac. I didn't vote for him. I'm a supporter after the fact. When he lowered the unemployment rates and he got the economy going and he lowered taxes and he got
whoa.
Rid of 3,000 pages of regulation.
Whoa.
I think you're going to have a lot of blowback from a lot of people on those points.
Oh, all right. The debate is coming.
Yeah.
Okay.
Slow down. Slow down. But yes.
I will talk about this for about five, ten more minutes. I'm not giving you all that credit for Trump. He screwed up a lot of people's taxes. A lot of people lost. There's thousands of jobs lost already this year from companies closing. So how can you explain that part to me?
Well, what about the 5.3 million jobs that were created overall?
Where? In China? In Vietnam?
Oh, I was wondering where. Can you tell us where?
Yeah, in America.
Where
5.3 million jobs plus people, 8 million, was it 3 million, 5 million people taken off of food stamps going out to work.
Yeah, there was forced out of food stamps.
Yeah, which is not a
like
good thing.
They were forced out of food stamps?
They were forced out of food. And what about the tax return that millions of people got affected by it? Either they owe money or they got less money back this year. Can you explain that to me?
That I can't. No.
Okay. So before you go praise your president, let's slow it down just a little bit.
All right, I'll slow it down if you guys speed it up. I mean, he still hasn't told me why he's done that wrong.
Because, you know, we all agree, Trump is a maniac.
Trump
is a maniac.
I just want to ask the caller, what does he think about Flint? What do you think about how he's handling Flint?
Handling who?
Flint, Michigan, with their water.
All right. Isn't that a state issue? But let's say if it's a federal issue. I mean, not everything can go to the federal level. Otherwise, we have a complete takeover by government. But Flint, that's horrible. I mean, over there, everybody's drinking lead and everybody's, you know, dropping down dead.
It's not really just Flint, Michigan, because there are places where the drinking water has been absolutely abysmal. And it isn't just in Michigan. There were parts of, I think, some parts of New Jersey, I think some parts of New York, other places in other areas of the country. And the problem is with this administration is the fact that that is supposed to be taken care of by the EPA. And the EPA is headed by somebody that was appointed by Trump to deregulate the EPA so that they wouldn't do their job to take care of that stuff. So a lot of those kinds of things trickled back to this administration. And this is when we hear a lot of people, like you said, because maybe it's not brought up as often, we usually try to bring up the Flint, Michigan stuff as much as we can to let people know about it. But these kinds of things are happening on a regular basis, and this administration has shown that either doesn't care about the situation or is just inept to take care of that situation.
Go ahead, caller.
I don't know if he knows about it. He probably does. I mean, he probably reads the newspapers. He's been in enough of them by now. So the thing is, I don't know what the EPA is going to do about that particular situation. I would think that the local or state authorities would have something to do about that. And like I said, not everything can go back to the federal level. Because otherwise,
The EPA is a federally appointed commission to make sure of certain things that happen as far as health.
As far as the environment and health, you're right. I don't know if its jurisdiction goes over the water in Flint. Maybe it does. Sounds like it should. But, again, look, the federal government, that's sucked for 100 years.
I'm sorry, I have to cut this off. The caller from Montana. Thanks so much. We have to go on to the next topic.
Okay.
But But thank you so much. And when we talk about Trump again, I want you on my case. I want you call back. You hear me? I want you.
Well, anything that I'm aware of, I'll be glad to debate with anybody. No problem.
No problem. Thank you so much. And have a good
okay.
night.
Okay. Take it easy.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. All right. On to the next topic. This is a two-part topic. And I talked to Sean Black the other night. There was a story. It's about abusive and... I'm not attacking you ladies, Big Red and Lady T, before you throw it down at me like you did to Brother B last night on the show. But I do have questions.
You got a preference
I do have
before
questions.
You start, Hot Rod. So.
Yeah.
Hot Rod sounded silent.
No. There's two things. Wendy Williams had a minute on air on her show this past week, or last week, excuse me, and she was in a sober house dealing with her addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And the shortly after that, there was an Instagram, you know, social media, everybody likes to dig up dirt on you, was a picture of her husband, with his mistress out on vacation, whatever they're at. And, you know, they took a nice little selfie. And, of course, everybody went crazy. Oh, how he could do that to her. He's out with the mistress while she's staying at the sober house, blah, 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 you know. And I told Sean Black, but look at this type of relationship. Do I know what he wanted personally? Yes and no. Do I know what's going on in their relationship? No. What's going on in their relationship is their business? Yes. But I'm talking about the message sending out there to other people. Because for many years, Wendy has criticized and caused a lot of drama in other people's relationships. And now, like I told Sean Black, the table has turned now. Now, here she is, fine addition, may God help her. But at the same time, her husband's having fun with her money with another woman right now. And one of the messages sending that to other people, plus another two-part story about in the Bronx how a father had killed a one-year-old baby. It was horrible. I'm sure you guys heard about that.
Yeah.
What got me was the baby was crying, and of course the guy went crazy and killed the child, threw the baby face first to the floor. Like I told Sean Black, what pissed me off was the interview the woman said. Once again, I don't know the whole story, but I just went by what she said. That, yes, this is not the first time he had done something like this. He had done this type of anger earlier with their daughter over a year ago back then. Now, ladies, when females are in some type of situation, like abusive relationship or something, why do they continue still stay in that abusive relationship or a cheating relationship overall?
Okay, so you want to know why women stay in those type of relationships?
Yeah, because if I hurt my child the first time, and you know I have anger issues or mental disorder, why you decide to have another child with me? And look what happened to
right.
that child. You know.
Right. You know, my thing is like, you know, with that, like, that's a psychological thing. It's a self-esteem thing. You know, some women feel that, oh, it's like I have to stand by him even though he may have mental issues or this, that, and other. Oh, he's still a good person. But just like you said, it's like if he has mental issues and you know this man is a person that he's going to harm that child, like, what? I say this, like some women, and especially, you know, that, you know, have children, they, you know, they don't realize they do more harm than they do good for the children. It's like, that's what you have to think, especially if you're kids, that's what you have to think about your kids. Think about your children. Because at the end of the day, you know, they say, oh, well, my, you know, the first thing they'll say is, oh, well, my father wasn't in my life or his father wasn't his. Okay, fine. But guess what? You have to make a decision because if this man or the father or whatever is going to, if you know he's going to harm this child or harm his children, or you know, you got to make a decision. It's easier said than done, but guess what? That's your child. That's your child. So I think a lot of it is psychological, you know, like a psychological thing. A lot of women, they you know, it's all because loneliness. They on this, you know, everybody's on this lonely kick. It's like, how can you be lonely, especially if you have kids? How are you lonely?
I got two kids driving me crazy. I'm definitely not lonely.
Exactly. And mine's is grown and it's still driving me crazy. I try to leave him at the park.
So I'm sure you want to leave him at the park. I shouldn't have went there and tuned out on the radio. Somebody might be listening.
No,
listen, they grown now. Look, they grown now. I ain't worried about that.
But
I'm just saying.
Ahead,
I want to touch
T.
on the Wendy Williams case, because I hate when people say, okay, she talk about everybody business, now it's karma. That's the profession she chose. We know she was a gossip journalist and so forth from since radio and so forth. Okay, great. But now her stuff is out there, and I feel like a friend was probably about to expose all of this. We already knew what was going on for many, many years. It was stated that he was cheating and so forth and so on, but I feel like now with, number one, her Graves' disease, you have to also remember you have men sometimes when their women get ill, they may not be there for them. You understand what I'm saying? They may be looking for the next best thing. Okay? So some people can't handle all of that. I also feel that as far as you speaking on why do women stay in it, some of these women think this isn't the norm. Everybody wants to keep their family like a happy household, mother, father, kids.
I'm sorry, that's true. That's beyond crazy if that's true for some females. But go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
some people
norm,
some people
know?
Don't no, that's what I'm telling you, that's what some females really think. Because they don't believe that they're abused. You could have their friend coming to you, you as a friend coming to your friend and telling them that. I've seen guys that are in abusive relationships and will stay.
Mm-hmm.
Some people do not realize it and do not realize that there are different stages to abuse. There's really, really different stages to abuse and different types of abuses also. And once you're mentally in an abusive relationship, you're all in. And I think that's what she is, mentally and emotionally abused. She needs to get a grip on herself if she can at this point.
Because
I feel like she's gone through too many stages from when she found out that he had a mistress. She was so accepting of it. Why would you be accepting of it?
And I think a lot of people said that's why she went back to the drugs, knowing that, you know, he's having an affair again. So why stay
that,
then?
There's also the possibility from if anybody's listened to any more of the story that he might have gotten her pregnant. So that's the other slant potentially on the rest of the story that probably hasn't been told too much yet. So
So
she's going through a lot right now.
Yes.
Give or take. You know, and she
and also around that time, she was also pretending like they're a happy family, we're working things through. And that's another thing. People put up this facade like everything is okay because they don't want the public or their friends to know what's really going on.
K-Dog?
Hey, what's up, everybody? What's up?
What's up,
well,
K-Dog?
What's up? Well, on a serious note.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, y'all. All right, hey, what's up, everybody?
You really know how to kill the mood, you know that, right? You really know.
That's stupid. Anyway, no, but honestly, but you know what's sad about all of this is that, well, when you look at these kind of relationships, especially when you're staying in a abusive language, when the spouse is cheating and he's cheating out in public and stuff, and I think the other woman's pregnant, from what I heard. What's sad about it is that some people choose to stay. It's like, or I'm afraid of being alone. I'm like, what you mean afraid of being alone? Oh, well, I'm trying to work things out. Listen, when something is going wrong in a relationship, especially when in a marriage, especially when it comes to cheating, there's no turning back from it, especially when the person is out there deliberately messing around with the other person. You know, stay trying to make things work or doing this. First up, my take on it is this. You have to first love yourself before you can ask anybody to love you. And cheating should not be tolerated in any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
And it's out there. Yeah. It's
okay,
out there.
We
but
have
like,
another. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay,
we have
another caller.
111? Yep, mom. I like this topic, so I thought I'd come
oh
back.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Yeah. The thing is, all of you guys are right. Somebody mentioned self-esteem. Somebody mentioned about thinking that it's the norm. And somebody mentioned that they didn't want to be lonely. All those three factors are intrigues. I've talked to psychologists about this. Because this is one thing that I've been bugged about for years. I couldn't understand why some women would stay in abusive relationships, while at the same time, some nice guy would come along to rescue them, but they don't want to be rescued.
Mm-hmm.
So, you ask yourself, what's wrong with you? So there have been some psychologists, like, for example, they've been on Blog Talk Radio, and I remember one telling me that if you're very young and you get into a, let's say you're a child and you get into an abusive relationship, it makes makes an impression on you, and it stays with you, and you've always got to be in an abusive relationship. I can't understand it, because except for one woman in my family, all the other women, if you angered them, they made sure you weren't going to anger them anymore.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
True.
So,
but I
can understand why men stay in it, because of the conditioning that we believe, and we have to be gentlemen, and we always believe that the woman is always right. So as a result, we stay in abusive relationships.
Whoa,
whoa.
The woman is not always right. Don't get me started.
Uh-oh.
Okay? But
all right, what hot button did I press now?
Yeah. The woman is not always right. Just like last night, when Lady T and Big Red talk about money and men, a man can stay home and be the house husband. Doesn't have to go out and get a job. The woman could be the man of the house and go out there and be the banker. There's nothing wrong with that. So, of course, they see a Big Red, they disagree, but they're not always right. I'm just saying, the females aren't always right all the time. It's mostly men. That's what
I know.
Say. Carry on.
I'm not saying they are. I'm just saying we're trained. A lot of men believe that. I'm not saying that it's right. Of course not.
Well, Sean,
mm-hmm.
From everything that I've seen from a lot of these relationships, especially with celebrities, as we've stated before, we know a lot of celebrities like to create the facade. The person that you see on the television with the makeup and hair, et cetera, that's the persona they want you to see.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, mm-hmm. on the other side, behind that facade, where all the cobwebs and all the dust and all the dirt and all the bluster is all off,
mm-hmm.
what you normally
don't hear
about is Wendy Williams at the drug facility to stay away from all of this, probably caused by the relapse of some stuff that may have happened, dealing with everything in her physical health, dealing with emotional pain. She's talked about her son, who's, I believe, either in college or going to college. So she's dealing with grown-up stuff. But at the same time, she's married to somebody who is contributing to her production company. So they both
own, they both
run her production company. And I think the argument is he's the person that is trotting her along in front of the camera to do such and such and such. So we don't know exactly how far the roots grow into the soil of their relationship as far as what power he may have over her, if any, what she's going through and how much she may be allowing have happened. And as one of the guys on the show today just stated, is that there are women that are either looking to be saved and either don't know how to be saved, don't want to be saved, don't need to be saved, but fall in that same category because that's what they have been raised to know about. You have a broken family relationship with the father, broken relationship with as far as the paradigm of male and female. When you don't have something strong, as you get older, you're looking for that relationship in the wrong areas. And then as you do get into a relationship, a lot of times, a lot of people can use that to their advantage to take advantage of a female who is either broken in some way in that sense.
Don't you go seek help for that, counseling for that type of thing overall?
If you recognize that you have a problem or you have some issue that you can't connect to, you have to remember, fix what you don't acknowledge. And if you don't acknowledge an issue to think about and you don't get the right help that you're looking for to put you in that right direction to get that kind of help, you'll never know that you need the help because you think what you're going through is normal.
How many times have you talked to a female over the years and said, well, it's just a phase, I'll work it over, he'll change? Or how many times have you heard people, they say they get married, and they say, well, I'll change him as soon as we get married. He won't be the same guy he was before we got married.
Yeah, right.
Son, do you know what the problem is, that?
None of that works.
Mind if I say something about that? Listen, you can't change anybody. It's up to them if they want to change. And
that's right.
When you're with somebody, and, you know, you should see the pattern before, because what happens is that some people will put up a facade and, you know, they'll show something. And then after, once you put the ring on the finger, they turn it, they do a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde on you. And you're like, what the hell is this? Isn't that the person that was
talking from experience, K-Dog?
No, but it's happening.
Did they do the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, or did you miss red flags? Because I'm sure a lot of times there's red flags.
You know,
and we may be in denial. We may be in denial with those, like, nah, it can't be that. But you felt that gut feeling at one point. But nah, I don't think it's that, you know?
Right. Oh, yeah, that's exactly what it is. A lot of times people, like, I'll say this, not, I haven't been married to anybody, but, you know, like, even with having children, it's the same thing. It's like, you know, you and that person, you can see yourself having a kid with them. Then, you know, we get pregnant, and then it's like, then you start seeing something different. But guess what? Those things have always been there. I've had the experience of that where those things were always then. I was seeing it, but then it's like I didn't see it until after I got pregnant. It was like, wait a minute, hold up, what's going on here? Is this the same person? Like, you know,
Too many people. One thing I want to say in the end. People do change from time to time. But
yeah.
Montana, you go first.
Okay. This is a situation where both of the arguments are both right again. There are a lot of times where the flags and are there, but you don't see them, or you want to ignore them after you do see them. And there are many times when a woman in particular will change once the ring is on that finger, because now they're no longer the fiancé or the girlfriend. They're the wife, with a lot more power than they had before.
Shit.
So there are times, right? there are different situations, but these situations play a part overall into how men and women are abused by each other and to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sean Blanc, go ahead.
As humans, I think, for the majority, there is a need for companionship, whether it's for a short amount of time, whether it's a long-time companion you're looking for. The majority of people, with some exceptions, are afraid of dying alone. So when you are learning that part of yourself, of what you're looking for, a lot of people make a lot of concessions. A lot of women, especially over the years, and many, many times that we've seen this, have fallen for a lot of the pitfall that a lot of men who get away, who take advantage of what those women are looking for, because in a lot of instances, a lot of those women don't know what they're looking for because they haven't had those examples of what it is to find either a good person or to be able to have the patience to go through a relationship where the bad will eventually become good with some time, with work. Also, at the same time, there are a lot of guys that do the exact same thing as well. And there are women that take advantage of that situation, and neither are happy in that dynamic. So now we're seeing what we've been hearing, although not as much. We hear about guys that get abused in relationships emotionally and or monetarily, et cetera, and they won't speak on it, mostly because of the way society looks at men as being, quote-unquote, strong. On the other hand, we have a lot of females that are in that same dynamic on the other side of it, like what we were talking about with Wendy Williams, is the fact that same paradigm that we hear about with women, quote-unquote, needing a savior, or that woman that is looking for that guy to save them from whatever they're going through. That doesn't happen.
Have to say, a Captain Save-Em.
Yeah.
Like they call it.
Doesn't
yeah, like they call it.
Unless they recognize what they think the issue is for themselves. And if there's nobody to point that out for them, or the female doesn't know that certain things for themselves are not right for them, a lot of times they fall into that same pattern. And that's part of the problem with a lot of relationships. How did I end up with the same person 18 times? Because you're falling for the same personality traits and haven't recognized or may have denied the fact that that person is the same person that's hurting you, just in a different
body.
Right.
Okay, okay, Dr. Phil. Thank you. We got the point, Dr. Phil. Thank you so much, Dr. Phil. Have a good night.
Maybe you should take my advice once in a while.
Oh, yeah. The day I take advice from you is the day I take advice from Donald Trump.
It might
thank
be
you very much.
Hold on, hold on. Wait a minute.
But I want to say one more topic I'd like to address. This has happened on social media right here in New York, so I'm trying to tell a quick story to Montana. This show a video of a man beating up in the New York City subway a 78-year-old woman. Apparently there was some dispute that happened. And, of course, you know, when someone records on a video, you don't get the middle and maybe the end of the story, but not the beginning. So basically anybody saw a video of a man beating up a 78-year-old woman, kicking her in the face, punches, everything. And, of course, everybody had their phones out recording. And, of course, social media went uproar. And, you know, like, number one, why does guys beat up all these elderly women? And number two, why did no one help instead of just taking the cameras out and start recording? Now, K-Dog, when you saw this video, what's the first thing that went to your mind right away?
Well, first, if I got to say the guy was a punk. I mean, if you're going to hit on a 78, she was like between the ages of 78 up to 80 years old. And from what I saw in the video was that he was kicking her and punching her. And then after that, then he walks up and makes a comment, and he walks up as if he meant to do it. And I mean, people that were there, I mean, it's almost as if they were just like, oh, instead of one of y'all stepping up and saying, hey, man, that's not right. Nobody did anything. They just stood there with their videos, with their phones going, oh, and he walks off and says something explicit to the camera and walks away like it's nothing. They could have done something to help.
Well, here's my question to you. If you were there at that time, seeing everything that happened, I'm not here to judge. Do you see yourself jumping in and helping now, or what do you think you would have done? Be honest.
To be honest, I would have looked for the cops. I've been looking for the police to come and see this.
The train is still running. The train was in the tunnel when it happened, so how can you?
But
and that's the whole point why some...
From the video in there, the train was only half full, so it wasn't like it was a crowded train either.
Oh, yeah.
Well, somebody could have went to the conductor.
Yeah, conductor, that's what I meant. The conductor go.
And what's the conductor going to do other than pull up as they did in the video footage? That's the whole point of somebody, to me, filming it. We always keep on saying, oh, social media, this and that. Our president is Twitter savvy himself. This is the times that we're living in. We have to get over it. And this video, let's say somebody didn't film it, this person would have gotten away. They filmed it. When it was time for the train to pull up in the subway, somebody actually called and went for help. That's how they were able to get the police and the ambulance to come. You understand what I'm saying? So you can't just say, okay, I'm going to go interact. This guy could have just knocked K-Dog out too and call it a night.
Right.
Yeah. True.
That's another thing I was going to say, that you have to be – you know, people want to get involved, and I understand that if you see, especially in that type of situation. But once again, I'm going to say it like I say it all the time. Mental illness is at an all-time high. And
yes,
like I said, you never know who is mentally ill, who's not. Right, when somebody's going to snap, you just never. That person could be dressed in a three-piece suit coming from work, and then all of a sudden, has anybody seen American Psycho? Have y'all seen American Psycho? Well, guess what? We got a whole bunch of American Psycho walking around here. How about that?
We certainly do, guys.
The reason why that's happening is that a lot of the funding that was involved to get people the help that they needed was slashed by this administration. The same administration that has been saying that a lot of mentally ill people need to have the help that they need, but a lot of funding has been slashed from certain programs that would have helped get people off the street and like that.
And don't forget, a lot of it comes from homelessness, too, and the drugs that are on the street, and they're walking around in the days, and, you know, that it starts, too, also with the homelessness. It's really, really hard.
But I was waiting to somebody asked me what I would do.
Well, what do you think you would have done?
No, I wouldn't have done anything. Everybody jumped in 5 times in my lifetime to help people out. And I've wondered to myself, you know what, the next time I jump in, somebody's going to stab me in the back. So I said, I'm not jumping in.
I think overall, because people like to criticize and jump and say, why people didn't help? And I always tell Sean Black and other people, what happened if you had jumped in? That would have been you too being hurt. You know, like you guys said, this guy could have carried anything. And like I told some people on Facebook, that's a tall dude. That guy looked way taller than me.
But
there's no way I could do a Jackie Chan on this guy.
But
you know
what? It's a good thing that people take out their cameras, because this isn't new. This, you know, but until cell phones became popular years ago, nobody had the facility to photograph any of this. Now we do.
Yeah.
And it's sad retaliating like how, what's that guy? The guy named the one that the vigilante, the subway vigilante. What was his name?
Bernard
Gibbs. Now my thing is this: now what if people start doing stuff like that, or you know that happens or whatever, because they try, basically to protect us. I mean, well, I don't know if it was really he was trying to protect us, but you know what? That's the thing. Nobody wants to be coming home from work, or nobody wants to be just sitting on a train chilling, and next thing you know, all right, you got to be getting into a fight with somebody. Like, who wants to be dealing with that?
But also, here's the thing that a lot of people
are worried
about.
That's why I don't take MCA.
The thing is, there was a time.
I don't mess with MCA.
There used to be a time when people used to say, look out for one another. Make sure that your fellow man is taken care of. Today's day and age, where if you try to look out for somebody else, something may happen to yourself. Now, back in the day, people wouldn't think of that. They're like, you know, if something happens to me, so what? I'm helping this person out. This one is a 78-year-old woman. Now, the explanation that was involved with this was apparently the man, and I believe it was his daughter, who was a child at the time, wanted to sit next to her on the train. And apparently the 78-year-old woman was cursing her out left and right and said something and threatened to pull out a pair of scissors or something like that. And he took offense to it, and he spoke to her about it, and she kept cursing back and forth, and that's when all of this started to happen. This is the explanation he gave. Now, regardless of the fact, at some point, if something like that is about to happen, it makes you wonder, where is it going to get? Is it going to get to the point where the lady, let's say something did happen, and the lady did something to the child. Are they just going to allow it to happen because they're afraid he's going to do something to them? Or is somebody going to jump in and do something to break that up? Especially for somebody that knows them.
Well, I think if a child were involved, they probably would have jumped in easily. Because kids always play the innocent role. But those two adults, you're on your own. This is your battle, not my battle.
Right. But remember, children and elderly people were hands off. You know, it's like, look, then they're not included in this. If this was a 36-year-old guy and a 40-year-old guy and they just fought each other or whatever, you can kind of understand people backing off. And you know what? I don't want any part of this. I don't know what they have.
Yeah, they don't want any part of this.
Somebody saw the video and said, look, I'm going to jail tonight. Because
you don't know the mental ability of people. Sean Black. You have not
we
done
all
anything.
Say that
so I don't know
why
you
in that situation if you were really jumping. So
right,
yeah, we all could say that until you're really there in that situation. That was the gutter side of the Bronx at that. So if you that gangster, go ahead. I don't know.
Word up. Do it at
like
home.
I said, I don't mess with MCA.
Do it at
the hell with him.
I've already, like I told you guys, I've already
said,
I've Sean Beck said that he helped out people five different times, right?
Yeah, but Sean Beck said that a woman carries scissors. If you a woman enough or a person enough to carry scissors, you get to, you get into it. Your ass is up to get beaten, whether you're old or not. Okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah, if you pull, and there's something else too. And if she pulled out the scissors, then it's like, damn, it's really serious.
If she actually had scissors on her, this is what she is saying she said or did. So we don't know from that part of the story if that's legit or not.
My thing is, if he got some mental illness, but him as a man, like I said, once again, if he, and you said he had a, they said that he said he had a child, his child with him or something like that.
In the video, they didn't show child.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. When he was walking off, he surely didn't look like a responsible parent with a child.
Once again, you as a man, like, once again, you didn't get here by a space alien, or maybe you did, but you didn't get here by a space alien. I'm sure you got a mother, grandmother, aunt, sister, somebody. Now, if that was the table, certain, like, people need to think. Like, it's like you got to think in this world. You put out there in the universe is going to come back to you. You may not, people may not see, but what you put out there is going to come back to you. Now, if he had a mental issue, okay, sometimes, you know, you could, but if you knew what you was doing, like, bro, like, come on, like, let's you know, we got to do better with that.
Let's be real.
I would not say he meant to do it. I don't think he had mental issues.
I don't think he did either. His reaction, the way he did it, he just kept on punching and kicking and punching and kicking. Then he looks into the camera and he says something and he walks off. I just think he had anger issues, or maybe he was a Trump supporter.
You know, who was upset about Trump. I'm just saying.
That's the sad thing about it. Like, people take their, you know, they taking their anger. You know, we living in a world now where everybody's angry about everything.
Yeah, I mean, not like a normal anger.
Like, these people are just, like, just mad for, like, you just walk around mad. It's like, come on, like, really? My gosh.
Well, like, damn, man, chill out.
But listen.
Have a drink.
Live in New York. My point, living in New York is very, very stressful. Between gentrification, rent, job, family.
True.
Everything. People are just overall, I think, just losing their mind on God knows what now.
And Trump.
So,
maybe he looks like he got no job. He looks like he had no job.
Yeah.
He getting an SSI check.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, damn.
With a minute left, I know Sean would like to have something to say to waste my time. Go ahead, boo. Go ahead, Sean.
What the hell?
Well, as I said before, I don't do requests, so you find that one out on your own.
But we've been together for 20 years, bitch. Go ahead. Y'all two a mess.
Yo, boy.
Oh, see, I shut Sean up. Well, Montana, K-Dog, Big Red, Lady T, and John Boo. Thank you so much, guys.
It's a pleasure.
The pleasure will go on
Until next week.
Don't forget, let's go Trump, all right? Very good.
Let's go Trump. That's right. Let's go Trump.
Please.
Good night, everyone, and take care.
All right, good night.
Of course, the pleasure was all yours.
See you guys.
All right.
Later, guys.
All right.